1256.
Approve financing not to exceed $13,262,131 using Lentz Town Center Tax Increment Urban Renewal Funds for the Oliver Station Apartments at 5932 Southeast 92nd Avenue and 9138 Southeast Foster Road to develop 126 units of affordable rental housing within a mixed-use and mixed-income development.
Mr. Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. This action would be the final step in approving a much-needed affordable housing development in Lentz. The Oliver Station project will feature 126 units of affordable housing located between 92nd and Foster Road along bus lines and the core of Lentz. I believe it's the new Copper Penny site, if I'm not mistaken. This project for the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area was made possible through joint actions of the Portland Housing Bureau and the Portland Development Commission. And it's an initiative that began in fall of 2014. The project is being developed by Palindrome Lentz Limited Partnership, along with Urban Edge Builders, Inc., as the general contractor. Palindrome will operate the housing when it's complete. The project features deeply affordable units. Six of the units will serve households earning up to 30% of the area median family income, and the remaining 119 units will serve households earning up to 60% of the area median family income. It will feature one manager's unit. And we have staff here to answer questions. Javier Armena, our assistant director.
Members of the team, come on up.
And members of the team, yeah.
Good morning. Another long-awaited Lentz project.
Good morning, Mayor. Commissioners, thank you for the time. We actually are here for to present for approval this project, which we are very, very excited about. Also wanted to, in a broader perspective, let you know within the next 2 years that we will be investing roughly about $22 million in Lentz. This will be creating roughly about 259 affordable units, 42 of which will be affordable at 0 to 30, which represents about a 16% of the affordable units being available to those most in need. Talking about Oliver Station, as just mentioned, it is on the old Copper Penny site. We are greatly very, very happy that that is finally being developed, and I will stop at that. I know Chad is here to talk about the project specifically, and Cora will talk about the neighborhood involvement, so thank you very much.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Chad Reniker with Palindrome Communities, and I'm very honored to be here today to talk about this project. In some ways, I'm a little bit embarrassed to be here speaking on behalf of the project because of all the work that's been done by other people besides me. But nonetheless, this has been a very collaborative effort from the very beginning with the Housing Bureau and the Portland Development Commission, and it really goes back to at least 2 years ago when the request for proposals was first submitted. And my company was interested in Lentz. We own a brewery there that you may have been to, and so we had our eye on Lentz for a long time. And people talk a lot about private and public partnerships in this industry, and we operate in many states, and I hear that term a lot. But I don't think that any project that I've ever been involved in has come this close to being a true private-public partnership. As you may know, the original RFP did not include these sites that are the sites that the Oliver Station is going to be built on, and that's because they were owned by private citizens, the new Copper Penny site and the Chevron gas station that our mayor mentioned earlier. So in order to really bring this project together, we had to really have a lot of strategic planning sessions with the Development Commission and the Housing Bureau on how to acquire those sites to bring them to put this. I mean, we felt like that was the catalyst for the town center, and without those sites being part of the project, that really all of the other funds that were going to be put into the town center would really be marginalized. And so we were able to shift people's thinking to get those projects included, and obviously we're very excited about that. So once we had the sites acquired, we've really been spending the last year or so the grueling process of putting the financing together. And this is one of the more complicated transactions that I've ever been involved in, with condominiums and land leases and taxes and bonds, tax credits. I mean, it's just about has everything. But we're at the point now where we're close to the finish line. We can see it. We can smell it. One of the great things that I enjoy about redevelopment projects is the neighborhoods that we get to go into. Our company is there for the long term. We adopt these communities. They adopt us. And they become our communities. So we'll be there for the long term. And as the mayor mentioned, I was out at the site just earlier this week and saw construction fencing around all three of these strategic lots. And my heart's pounding. We're ready to go. It's very exciting. I can't wait to get started. Thank you.
Thank you. Cora, good morning.
Mayor Hales and commissioners, thank you for this opportunity. I'm Coralie Potter. I'm a decade-long resident of the Lentz neighborhood. I served as chair of the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Advisory Committee for 4 years, and I've participated in many budget and development advisory committees for the Lentz Urban Renewal Area over the course of my tenure in the neighborhood. I also currently serve as the land use chair for the Lentz Neighborhood Association, but I'm here today to reflect on my role as a private citizen advocating for Lentz and on the aspirations and hopes for the neighborhood that I've been aggregating over the years as we've worked to reach this moment in time in particular. A few years ago, I really wanted some nice beer. So I walked 3/4 of a mile from my house to Fred Meyer, and to my dismay, the small section of the beer aisle that had anything appealing had been emptied and not restocked. Of course, I complained to my friend and colleague Nick Christensen via text message because that's our routine, and that set into motion more conversations about what's missing, what we lack, and the real counterintuitive way we were being left out as a neighborhood by a rebounding market and development. So we decided to really push PDC to find us just one thing that folks had been asking for just to get the ball rolling, and that was a brewery. A few PDC employees got to talking in their hangout down the street, the stars aligned, and a fellow that ran small brewery Pints, along with his business partners, agreed to open a larger operation, Zeugel House Brewery, in Lentz. What we didn't know at the time was how lucky we had gotten, and that one of the partners was Chad Reniker of Palindrome Communities. And in the time he spent in Lentz Town Center working on the brewery project, he quickly saw what we saw in our community. He saw a gathering place, a place where commerce should naturally occur, and where people should live, work, and play. Our small victory led to advocacy for an action plan, which led to a request for interest, which led to an ambitious proposal from Palindrome Communities to restore our town center. And before you, we have the proposal to provide funding to realize the first phase of a development plan that is really about a true Lentz revival. Chad and his team have been integral parts of our community since the opening of Zeugel House, and they work to ensure that they are intentionally including us, not just bringing us along, but including us in the anticipated development in every aspect of the project, including making sure that we're keeping space for our neighbors who need affordable housing, but consciously mixing it with market rate housing to ensure that everyone has access to good services and our small businesses are supported. The project also includes a significant amount of ground floor retail, which will not only provide much needed and in-demand brick and mortar space, but will also turn our sidewalks back into places, not just thoroughfares. Reading through the proposed ordinance and seeing the final details of the financing package, I'm also encouraged by the sheer level of investment and the smart use of public and private funding that will get this project out of the ground. Getting projects like this to pencil is challenging work that often goes without proper acknowledgement and isn't communicated effectively to the public. So I encourage you to use your vote today to support the proposed financing from the Portland Housing Bureau and PDC for Oliver Station Apartments. And I encourage you to support Palindrome Communities as much as they have supported Lentz.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Questions?
Well, thank you for telling that story. It's fabulous. I actually remember, I have been to the brewery because the Neighborhood Association, does it still meet there?
We occasionally have board meetings there.
Oh, well, that was about 4 years ago, so it's wonderful to see how one thing did lead to another. I'm very curious, why is your company called Palindrome?
Well, I don't know if everyone knows what a palindrome is. I didn't know this. Our original company name was Pacific Cap. That's for 15 years. That was that is the name of our company. And one day someone said, that's a palindrome. And I didn't know what that was. And of course, a palindrome is a word that's spelt the same backwards as it is forward. So I picked up on that. I think a lot about palindromes. And one of the things I really like about it in this redevelopment vein, and this is kind of the company that we use for our redevelopment efforts, is I like to think that when you're doing redevelopment projects, it's just as important to think about what's happened in the past in a neighborhood as what's going to happen in the future. You know, we talk a lot about the new Copper Penny. We talk about the Chevron station. Well, I really got to know the owners of those establishments during the process. And you know, in one case, they'd been working there for 40 years, and in the other case for 10 or 12 years. And they really had their heart and souls in those businesses. And you can't really forget about that. You have to sort of absorb the community that you're going into as you're making it relevant for today and the uses for today. And so that's what palindrome is. So I like to say something that's another palindrome that I like to use, which is a reviver. And a lot of times these neighborhoods need a reviver, and that's what I think palindrome is.
That's really
that's
beautiful.
Thank you.
And Javier, you've got back to my staff very much. I appreciate it. Could you just explain what you responded to me in terms of the median income of the neighborhood and the 60% MFI, median family income, as the target for most of these units?
Certainly. In the Lentz neighborhood, and this is based on our Estado Housing Report from 2015, and soon we'll be coming with a 2016 report, the average, the median income in Lentz is about $49,919 in comparison to the citywide, which is $55,571, is about a 20% decrease from that. For a family of three, this represents between 65 and 70% median family income. So it's right in line to where that neighborhood is, and this will allow the residents that are in the neighborhood to be able to stay in the neighborhood and not be displaced.
And again, thank you, Cora, for all your leadership over the last 10 years. It's very good to see this coming. Thank you.
Director Mena, I have one question. It's been my sense over the years that we've historically undervalued the retail spaces in the buildings we invest in. And during the teeth of the recession, buildings that this council invested in had retail space that obviously was underutilized throughout the community. In fact, I wished years ago we had created a strategic plan for how to leverage all that space, because I think it could have been packaged or it could have been sold as a condo or investment opportunity. And in a number of our buildings throughout in the city, we still have underutilized space. So I've started thinking more strategically about how do we leverage the retail space. So here there's 29,000 feet, is that right?
Correct.
It says 29,56. I'm assuming that's 29,500 something.
Yes.
So have we approached the retail space with the same intentionality that we have on the affordability in terms of thinking about it as leveraging a community benefit?
So this has been where the partnership with PDC has really developed. I think that and if you look at the planning for this space, there is a targeted or a desire to ensure that this space that's available, it is available at affordable rates, some of that space for the local businesses. And I can't speak more in detail because I have not been involved in the development of the commercial side, but maybe Chad can speak to some of that.
Actually, Robert Gibson, who's here, who's been handling the
high-level
transaction.
I
think it's 6,000 square feet has been set aside on the ground floor to be dedicated and restricted, if that's the word, for startup businesses, and there will be an affordability component for those units or for that space.
That's great, because I think for all the good work CORE has been doing in the neighborhood, we actually, in Lentz, as in all of our, 50 or so neighborhood business districts, we want to make sure that the local entrepreneurs have a chance to capitalize on these investments and not just have chains come in.
And to make sure that when they're successful, the other part of that is, part of these discussions we had is that the local and startup businesses are there and they can take advantage of these lower rates when they start. You know, how do you transition that into in the future, when they are successful, which is what we want them all to be. And then you want the next run or the next batch of entrepreneurs to come and take advantage of that same opportunity.
Thank you.
Other questions? Thank you all very much.
Just one more point I forgot to mention that it is one of the successes that we have in this project is that for every dollar that the Bureau has invested, we're leveraging $3. So it really has been a very successful development and partnership with other agencies and other funders. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's good news.
I see John Marshall is here. What was his role in this?
So thank you. John Marshall, he is the underwriter on this project. He's the one that really is the brain behind this, the process.
You're saying as the underwriter, John put his own money into this.
That's his own blood and tears.
Confidence.
Still waiting for the check.
All blood and tears in the project.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Anyone else wants to speak on this item? If not, please come on up.
Yeah.
Yes, do come on up.
I just have a question more than anything. My name is Grant Sawyer. I moved to Portland a year and a half ago from a nice solar home up in the Lewis River Valley in Collins County because I wanted to live in the city, a vibrant city like Portland. And I know the key to my ability to do that is my investments in real estate over the years. And my question about this project is, when they said that it's going to allow people that live in the community to stay in the community, the question to me is, are they existing renters that are going to be renting new properties, or the existing homeowners that will become renters? And if that's the case, then that doesn't really help people. Because the key to wealth, as most working class people will figure out sooner or later, is real estate ownership. And that's my problem with the city of Portland. I love living here. I get five times more exercise here in the city because I take the bus and ride my bike. Where in the country where I lived, it was beautiful, but I had to drive everywhere to do anything. And I was coming into Portland a lot, and you can't do that anymore in the freeways. So what's the answer to that? Is this, are they converting these people from owners to renters? Or can anybody answer that?
I think it's going to be a combination. I mean, it's probably impossible to predict who the residents are going to be at this point, but it would probably be some mixture of both, I would.
But are these new facilities just rentals, or are they condominiums, or they're not single-family homes?
I believe they're rentals.
Yeah.
They're all rentals. Okay, so.
These are, yeah.
Yeah, and that's good, and it helps people that need it at that segment of the society, but we got to get ownership in the hands of working people.
Fair point. Now, there are going to be a series of projects in Lentz, and this is one of them, but there's got to be a mixture of that. You're right.
And that's why I'm here today. I came early, but I'm here for the residential landfill project because I support that wholeheartedly. I took a lot of my retirement money and built the most efficient ADU built in Portland in 2014. So I'm invested in the city, and I love what you guys are doing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your point.
Commissioner Saltzman, that testimony just gave me a thought. Would it be possible to use some kind of a preference policy like you have in the interstate so that people who've been in Lentz for a long time have first opportunity to be in these homes?
Well, I don't think this would be an area that's amenable to the preference policy the same way that northeast Portland is. I mean, there's a strong history of displacement, gentrification in north-northeast. I'm not sure you can make that same case for Lentz.
But isn't what we're trying to be doing is not have that happen and kind of get ahead of the gentrification thing? It's just something to think about. Obviously, it doesn't affect this contract, but it would seem like having or at least a targeted outreach to folks who've been in Lentz to let them know of the opportunity, that might be helpful.
I will say in Dan's defense that the Fair Housing Act heavily prescribes this area, and unless there's a compelling showing that some particular group has had a disparate treatment, the Fair Housing Act would not allow us to do a preference.
Interesting. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Then let's take action, please.
Novick.
Aye.
Ms. Potter, it's really great to see you, and especially all of the work you've put in, that often you have been here telling us we haven't done the right thing. Mm-hmm. So it's really great that actually by your leadership we are doing the right thing in this case. Thank you. Aye.
Fish? I'm just curious, what's going to happen to the new Copper Penny sign? Is that going into the warehouse at the Oregon Historical Society?
Maybe so.
It is sort of an iconic sign.
That's a good question.
Do you mind if Mayor, we go out of turn?
Please, go ahead, Cora.
The Zantarmuses donated it to the neighborhood, which is just this sort of amorphous concept of who it belongs to now, but we're currently looking for a place to store it. So if you know anybody that has a warehouse that wants to donate space to store a 14-foot in diameter and approximately 2 feet thick penny,
Mr. Cora, I have an idea on that. The Oregon Historical Society, Carrie Timchuk, has a warehouse in Gresham. It has a treasure chest of things from Portland, including, for example, when Tom Moyer redeveloped his building downtown, all the stuff from his theater and everything was placed in that. So I think we should approach the Oregon Historical Society about whether they would take it on an interim basis.
I will contact your staff and get the details. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's proceed.
This is a terrific project and well matched to the community with a good investment, and our dollar investment per unit is actually substantially lower than some other projects, which makes it even better investment for the taxpayer. So congratulations to Dan and the Housing Bureau. And John, thank you for putting your own money into this as a vote of confidence. Aye.
Councilman.
Well, this is really an outstanding public-private partnership to build affordable housing and retail in Lentz. And it's great to see the neighborhood coming here in support of this. And so I just want to recognize the neighborhood, Palindrome Associates, Portland Development Commission, Portland Housing Bureau, for the tremendous work they've done. This will bring on 126 units of deeply affordable housing. And it seems like an appropriate point for me to personally thank Portland voters yesterday for their outstanding approval of $258 million in general obligation bonds, which we will use to create at least 1,300 units of deeply affordable housing. So I want to thank Portland voters for recognizing the affordable housing crisis and taking a decisive step to end it. So thank you. Aye.
Well, bravo, Dan, and the Bureau and the partnership to getting to this milestone. This one's sweet full circle for me. Like Cora, I have some history with this neighborhood, having been on the council when we approved the Lentz Urban Renewal Area, and then having watched it, unfortunately, wait a long time for the projects that the neighborhood has had in mind to actually happen and to find the right partners to do those projects. Kimberly Branham was gracious enough to say this at the groundbreaking, but there are times when you have to push your bureaus, and I'm very happy that I pushed my bureau, the Portland Development Commission, to move from being the biggest landowner in Lentz to being an actual facilitator of real projects. And I also pushed them to work with Chad and include the gas station in this project, because to spend all this public money and then to have the highest and best use of the best corner in the neighborhood be a gas station would have been a terrible outcome. So I'm very glad that we were able to finesse the inclusion of the gas station redevelopment site into making this the 100% corner of a great neighborhood. And that's what Cora and all these other neighborhood activists have wanted for so many years. So this is a great pleasure for me to be here and to be able to act on this. And like I said earlier, to be able to walk down Foster Road through downtown Lentz a few years from now and see the results of all of your good work. Aye. Thank you very much. Okay, we